The New Science of Physical Health.
I'm so glad you joined me at today's episode of The New Science of Physical Health. For those of you who followed the, I think we're up to maybe 300 plus episodes now since I kicked off this program, one of my objectives was this. Here I am, having been a health and physical education teacher in Australian schools and lots of different schools since, it's hard to say this, I can't even believe this myself, since 1985. That's a long time. As I record this particular lesson, next year will be the 40th year that I've been involved in that field. Of the two disciplines that, as I've grown older, I've turned 58 next month, as I've grown older, I'm more obsessed with it today than I've ever been. But one of the objectives was to do this, commence a program, The New Science of Physical Health, that interviews doctors from all over the world, PhDs in all these different disciplines, whether it be vascular medicine, I love that phrase, vascular medicine, because so much of our chronic disease that we see in our communities, and whether you live in Australia or Canada or England or New Zealand or the United States of America, or whether you live in Russia, whether you live in China, whether you live in India, whether you live in Singapore, whether you live in wherever it is, across the planet, Norway, Finland, Sweden, the list goes on. I've got listeners now to this program in 97 different countries, which I'm very thrilled about. Whoever you are, you have this whole area of chronic disease that's developing. And millions of adults from their early 20s and potentially, not potentially, but we know in their late teens. So here I am as a health and physical education teacher, reading medical research, and I've invited PhDs in vascular medicine and exercise physiology and cardiology. Some of them have been best-selling authors. Some of them are global leaders in prestigious organizations like the American Heart Association, people from universities around the world. There's been over 100 doctors. What I'm going to do in this particular series of The New Science of Physical Health you're listening to is I'm going to find some very recent popular culture topics to talk about and doctors that are associated with evidence-based medicine, because the goal of The New Science of Physical Health, really straightforward, convert complex medical research into simple lessons that we can all use. Because in essentially, as a classroom teacher, my objective is not to create just deep knowledge in the learners, but the real secret art that I've discovered in this almost four decades of teaching in the classroom and face-to-face with learners is, how do you create deep engagement? Doctors are they are the ones that provide the evidence-based foundational knowledge about how to improve the structure and function of your body systems so you can improve longevity and health span. So we're going to take today, in this particular lesson, and this focus of this lesson is a very recent, as I record this, I think it's about 6 days ago, a doctor who appeared on the American Today Show. And he is a very hot topic doctor, has his own podcast called The Drive. And his name is Dr. Peter Attia, A-T-T-I-A. Let me just tell you briefly about Dr. Attia. Then I want to give you about a minute's worth of Dr. Attia talking about a particular topic, and I'm going to come back and unpack what he's spoken about and my take on it as an educator. I'm very interested and very fascinated to discuss it. So Dr. Peter Attia is the founder of Early Medical, which is a medical practice that applies the principles of what he calls medicine 3.0 to patients, with the goal of simultaneously lengthening their lifespan and increasing their health span. I love those two words. Lifespan, how many years you live. Health span, this is fantastic. How many years do you live without chronic disease that impairs your life permanently? So how many years do you live without having to take medication for high blood pressure? How many years do you live without being afflicted by the complications related to being overweight or obesity? Not even necessarily obesity, just being overweight. How many years do you live without having to worry about going to the cardiologist and them diagnosing you with blood vessel blockages? How many years do you live without atrial fibrillation and all the different chronic diseases that we have that are focused around three areas, being overweight or obese, cardiovascular events like heart attacks and strokes and other things related to that, high blood sugar or high levels of glucose in your blood vessels, which is diabetes and prediabetes, and the cluster of conditions known as metabolic syndrome. That's the four that I focus on. So Dr. Atiyah, host of The Drive, which is one of the most popular health podcasts on health and medicine combined. That's not my area. It's not medicine. My area is to break down and unpack the whole area of complex medical research into simple lessons. So that's what teaching does. So I've interviewed now over 100 PhDs. Dr. Atiyah, author of the recent, I love this book, by the way, the New York Times bestseller, Outlive, The Science and Art of Longevity. Great title as well, Dr. Atiyah. Well done on that. Interestingly, I have this position. This is my position statement. Whether it's Dr. Atiyah, and his book, which I've read, and I've got also an audio book, is I have this position. Most doctors, if not all doctors, present very complex medical research that's difficult to understand, and I don't think they teach it very effectively. Now, that's not to be critical, because their field is a field that I don't know at all. How do you complete double-blind placebo studies? How do you create evidence-based research? I listened to Dr. Atiyah talk about some very, on his podcast, some very complex medical concepts. And it's like, I'm thinking to myself, this guy's a genius. But one of my observations is that doctors they don't have this skill set to break it into simple lessons that we can actually use in a daily basis. Now, there is one particular doctor in the world who I think is the world's best at converting it into simple lessons. That's not for today's episode. That's for my work in the Perfect Health Lesson. So Dr. Atiyah receives his medical degree from Stanford University, the School of Medicine. He trained for 5 years at the John Hopkins Hospital in General Surgery, where he's the recipient of several prestigious awards, including something called the Resident of the Year. He spent 2 years at the National Institute of Health as a surgical oncology fellow at the National Cancer Institute, where his research focused on immune-based therapies for melanoma. He currently lives in Austin, Texas, with his wife and three kids. I think he's about 50 years old. He's about 8 years younger than me. Very fit-looking man, a man with a great haircut, exactly like mine. So, nevertheless, that's about the only similarity that we have, because I don't have a medical degree and I don't profess to have a medical degree. So, let's do this. Let's transition now to about 1 minute of you listening to Dr. Atiyah 6 days ago talk about something that's health-related, and I want to come back and unpack what it is that he talks about. Here we go.
Yeah, so there's a super rare set of the population, this subset of people called centenarians, who will indeed live to 100. Now, most of us are not in that group, but you're right. If you look at the habits of centenarians, it's a collection of hilarious things. The truth of it is, this has been studied scientifically, and I think I wrote an entire chapter in the book just on this phenomenon. The punchline is this. These people are genetically blessed, and they live to a ripe old age despite these funny things that they do, and not because of them.
You say when it comes to drugs, the most powerful drug we have in our arsenal is simply exercise. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of say that to be a bit tongue-in-cheek. Of course, you know, exercise is not a drug per se, but when we understand, I mean, I think as people do, like pharmacology has revolutionized medicine over the last 100 years. I mean, we've literally doubled our lifespan. It pales in comparison to the actual impact and magnitude that exercise can bring to both length of life and quality of life. So, you know, I use that phrasing to get people familiar with the idea that, you know, you should always be thinking of what can I be doing to optimize my exercise to lengthen and improve the quality of my life.
Does it have to be that hard? I mean, could it be just some basic moves?
I mean, again, it all depends where you're starting from. So if I'm talking to a person who isn't exercising at all, I say, no problem. Can we get you to do 90 minutes a week?
No,
right?
Okay.
Because could we get you to do, you know, 30 minutes 6 times a week at even a modest pace, But that's going to reduce your cause of death from all causes by over 15%.
Wow.
So again, regardless of where you're starting, there's always an opportunity to kind of take it up.
Doctor, just quickly, for those of us who maybe have a lot on our plate and we say, okay, we can't do everything, where do you think we should prioritize? If we're going back to your tactics, your five
steps. I think it depends on where you're most deficient. So it sounds like for you, exercise might be the place that's most challenging.
That's not happening at all.
Yeah, so then I would say for you, that's where you need to focus. There might be other people I meet. I met somebody yesterday who exercises like crazy, but then revealed to me he's sleeping 4 hours a night because of his job. So I said, you know,
refocus
you have to focus more on, let's at least get you to 6 hours of sleep a night.
Okay. I'm in so much trouble.
People are obsessed with this book. I think a lot of folks want to know how we can live this kind of lifestyle. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So there is your introduction to Dr. Peter Attia. That's 6 days ago. He's being interviewed about his brand new number one New York Times bestseller, The Outlive the Art, Science and Art of Longevity. So there's one key question that I think there's about three interviewers in that particular segment there on the American Today Show. We have a Today Show here in Australia, by the way. You may have, depending on what country you're listening to this from, you may have a Today Show in your country as well. So there's one critical point that I want to pick up on, and I want to draw out the thread of this in my lesson, in this particular lesson that we've got here on the new science of physical health. One of the interviewers asked this question in the middle of it. It's about 2 minutes long. Does it have to be that difficult? Or does it, I think she said something like that, or does it have to be that hard? And she was referring to the point of exercise, because Dr. Attia, rightly so, all of the medical evidence in peer-reviewed, published scientific literature in respected medical journals the world over, not just his country of Canada or his country where he lives in the United States of America, as a Canadian citizen, or might be US, don't know, not just in England, not just in Australia, not just in France, not just in, you know, Germany or Poland where they do medical research, not just in Russia where they do medical research, not just in China, not just in India, not just in places like Sri Lanka and Pakistan and New Zealand and Australia and South Africa, all these different countries around the world where medical research happens. But across the entire planet, the scientific literature shows that I have an expression called, he just uses the term exercise. I have an expression that I think is a better way to teach people. What's my statement based on? My 4 decades of teaching. And that is the correct dose of physical activity. And I want, as you listen to my work in the new science of physical health here and the resources that I've built that support it, that concept, that terminology that I've created, the correct dose of physical activity, is so important and so critical to the conversation, because here's the interviewer, an experienced journalist, listening to a current, as I record this, New York Times number one bestseller on the topic of longevity and also improving your health span, those two concepts. Longevity, how many years you live, health span, how many years you live healthily without medical support in order to keep you in that state called homeostasis, which means balanced and healthy, physically healthy and medically off the operating table and not in hospitals and not in medication. But I don't recommend medication, because I recommend people listen to their doctors. What I'm talking about is education around the two things I'm obsessed with, health and physical education, physical activity. So back to this concept, the correct dose of physical activity, and what that interviewer, she's confused. Through all the things that she's ever been exposed to on as a host of the Today Show in the United States of America, she goes, does it have to be this hard? It's a very good point, though, because when you get a hold of Dr. Attia's book or when you listen to his podcasts, the guy is absolutely brilliant in deciphering medical research and sharing first class knowledge, medical knowledge, what I call gold standard. So I've only got praise to say about Dr. Attia. However, I have this observation that if the journalist, after all, and she's an educated person, she's got a high-profile career, and if the journalist says, does it have to be that hard, then my teaching brain says, what has she learned in her daily life? Because they go on to talk about, you know, what does a person do when they're really busy? What has she learned in her daily life that makes her think it's hard? And here's why I think that that is the most critical element of, and Dr. Atiyah's answer to it. Dr. Atiyah's answers are, his work is very specific to the individual. My work is involved in health education so that any individual can pick up the lessons that I create and start using the lessons immediately. So let me explain the difference that I have compared to the way that Dr. Atiyah answered it. So here's what I've got. If you go to the link in the show notes here, you'll come to a website called Perfect Health Lesson. The title of it, that's my website. There is no, this is the position statement at the top. There is no prevention, only intervention, underlined, the word intervention. Then picture of one of the doctors that I've worked with to help create something called the Perfect Health Lesson. This is what it is. It reveals new teaching and new medical science. Then it goes on to say in the opening paragraph, I'm only going to talk about the opening paragraph and the diagram next to the opening paragraph. It says, discover the one invaluable lesson that has the potential to safeguard you from premature death and chronic disease by an astounding quantity. Most people who use the Perfect Health Lesson will raise their number one medical biometric by 175%. In brackets, some people by 400%, exclamation mark. The Perfect Health Lesson is a one-hour teaching session that I created based on my nearly 40-year teaching career. I assure you that you'll be at significantly reduced clinical risk of complications related to excess weight, catastrophic cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke, high blood sugar, and a cluster of conditions known as metabolic disease. Next to that opening paragraph is a diagram on an iPad, one framework that has five sections, and that is the one-hour lesson. Now, coming in the middle of the year is a free web class, totally free, that you'll be able to click onto and get access to. Now, if you want to get access to it early, go to the link inside the show notes where you're listening to this, and it says if you want to get notified about when the Perfect Health Lesson is released, as I record this, it may be released, but go to the link and it'll tell you whether it's released or whether it's coming, and you can get on an email list that will give you the free web class for the Perfect Health Lesson. So there's five sections to it. Just like Dr. Atiyah's work in the art of the outlive the art, art and science, or science and art of longevity, in his great New York Times number one bestseller, what I've decided to do was this, and this is my observation, and this is my where I take a divergent pathway from this super credentialed doctor. And my divergent pathway is that I believe that all of the medical science that we have in the world, including in Dr. Atiyah's great book, evidence-based book, is too complex to start with, way too complex to start with. So what I decided to do after having spent years and years and years working with adults and working with teenagers in classrooms all across my country of Australia, what I decided to do was to build a single one-hour lesson called the Perfect Health Lesson. It's evidence-based in two disciplines, the discipline of medical science, medical research, and the discipline of how to create an engaging lesson so that people want to fall in love with being physically healthy in the first place. And in fact, that's the very first part of the Perfect Health Lesson. At the top of the diagram, so this, when you go to the page, you'll see one picture, one diagram, which is my framework inside an iPad. And in that diagram at the very top, it says, solve the biggest public health problem of the 21st century, then at the bottom of the diagram, equally important, solve the biggest public health crisis of the 21st century. And I go through what the two differences are, and then I walk you through in this 1 hour free web class that will be delivered and available to people worldwide later this year as I record this. So depending on when you're listening to this, this is in March of 2024. So whenever you're listening to this, it's around about the middle of the year, about June or July, that that free web class comes out for the perfect health lesson. Why is it the perfect health lesson? Because most people who use it will raise their number one medical biometric by 175%. And I guarantee you that you'll be at a significantly reduced risk of complication from those four areas that I just mentioned. Excess weight, catastrophic cardiovascular events, high blood sugar, and the cluster of conditions known as metabolic syndrome. Dr. Atiyah's work and all of the doctors that I've ever spoken to have added and compoundingly have improved that, if there's such a word as that, have improved the knowledge that I have. There is only one doctor in the world that I've spoken to in the last decade of my career, one PhD from the country of Norway, who I believe has totally figured out how to boil down medical research into one simple lesson. And I've included that inside the perfect health lesson because it's, in my opinion, after four decades of teaching, it's the most valuable contribution that I've ever seen in the world, the crossover world of medical science and health and physical education. Because that's what my world is. It's a crossover of those, it's where those two things converge, those three things converge: health and physical education and medical science. So that's the most, that what you just listened to with Dr. Atiyah is 6 days ago as I record this on the American Today Show. It's probably gone out to millions and millions of people. My show doesn't yet go out to millions and millions of people. We're working towards that. It does go out to 97 different countries at the time of this recording. So what I want people to do is to get out of this, that we're going to create this series, as you hear, walk you through this series, a examination of popular things in journalistic culture, if you like, pop culture. Dr. Atiyah's book is one of those things very popular right now. And I'm going to take people who are medical experts, because that's what the new science of physical health does, and I'm going to do the ones that you've probably heard about that are just literally popular at the moment. And I'm going to come back to more of Dr. Atiyah's work because he's got so many fascinating things to share with the community. I want to break down and give you my observations as a teacher on what he's talking about in particular things. But there'll be other ones besides Dr. Atiyah that I want to break down on and have a look at and examine. But his work is phenomenal. My observation is this: his book is incredibly interesting, but it's also very complex if you're at the start line of wanting to improve your longevity and your health span. There is a much simpler way to do it. Click on the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining me at today's episode of the New Science of Physical Health. And I can't wait to share the next doctor that we're going to break down in this series, their work and what they are talking about to people in popular culture. I'll go through things like, I love this topic, this new topic of GLP-1, I think that's what you call it, GLP-1 medication. An intervention. It's a very hot topic at the moment. Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, all these new, and there's new classes of drugs coming as well. I want to talk about that kind of research and interesting things about that and other popular things that you're learning about anyway, and share it with you from a perspective of someone who's been in the classroom and break it down. I think it can all be broken back down into one simple, perfect health lesson. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us in today's episode of the New Science of Physical Health. We hope you have found the education content informative and enjoyable, and will share it with others. In today's episode, Shane made reference to a brand new project that will be released in early 2024 called the Perfect Health Lesson. If you would like to find out more about this project right now and get access to its pre-release, then go ahead and visit the website in the show notes for today's episode.